Welcome to the Start It, Own It, Finish It podcast with Dat Boy Mo 629. Discussing everything fitness and everything motivation. Here is where you will get your fitness education and motivational fix. Now, here's your host, Dat Boy Mo 629.
What's up, everybody? It's Dat Boy Mo 629 coming to y'all with another edition of the Start It, Own It, Finish It podcast right here. So what we're going to do today, we're going to talk about more health related issues within the fitness industry, within the exercise industry, and just overall, just, you know, health right here. So we're going to talk about more so of a health condition. It's called a sleep condition, but a health condition that affects millions and millions of Americans called sleep apnea. And we're going to talk about exactly how it affects weight loss and also on the fitness aspect, what exercises can help with sleep apnea. Now, sleep apnea is need to be diagnosed with doing a sleep study. Myself, I really ain't 100% educated on sleep apnea, but I do know that it exists and it affects millions of Americans across the United States and millions of people across the world. There are millions of people also who are undiagnosed with sleep apnea. Now, what exactly is sleep apnea? Let me look this up for you guys so I'm not misquoted. What exactly is sleep apnea? Sleep apnea is sleep disorder in which breathing repeatedly stops and starts while you're sleeping. So according to Mayo Clinic, right, I'm looking this up right now. What is sleep apnea? It's obstructive and your upper airway becomes blocked many times while you're sleep, reducing oxygen to your lungs. So it is a condition where your breathing stops and restarts many times while you sleep. This can prevent your body from getting enough oxygen. You may also want to talk to your healthcare provider about sleep apnea. Someone tells you that you snore or gasp during sleep. So if you find yourself snoring loudly, or if you gasp for air and like choking for air and wake yourself up a lot of times, this equates to poor sleep quality and also excessive daytime sleepiness. So if you find yourself sleeping throughout the day or sleepy throughout the day, a lot of times you're not getting a full night's sleep and can be contributed to sleep apnea. Now, I'm not saying telling you to self-diagnose yourself with sleep apnea. No, I'm not telling you to do that. In order to be actually diagnosed with sleep apnea, you need to go and get a sleep study at the hospital. Now, like I said, you need a sleep study. Now, breathing devices are administered and prescribed, so you get continuous positive air pressure with a CPAP machine, and lifestyle changes are common for sleep apnea treatment. So and if it's extensive and it's very serious, you may need surgery. But so let's get back to the topic here, topic of sleep apnea and how it affects weight loss. Like if you are trying to lose weight and you just cannot lose weight, how does sleep apnea affect your weight loss? Number one, actually disrupted sleep patterns. Sleep apnea leads to frequent interruptions in breathing during sleep, resulting in poor sleep quality. This also disrupts the body's natural sleep cycles, including stages of crucial for restorative sleep, which can interfere with metabolism and weight regulation. Now, when you're sleeping, sleep is one of the top recommendations for boosting your metabolism, getting a good night's sleep. I always say if you want to make gains in the gym, you need to recover, and that's through your sleep pattern. So obviously, if you got sleep apnea, it's going to affect your weight loss or even, hell, muscle gain or just fitness levels overall. Number two, increased appetite. Now, when people with sleep apnea often experience hormonal imbalances, particularly with ghrelin and leptin, which regulate hunger and satiety. This imbalance can lead to increased appetite and cravings for high-calorie foods, hindering weight loss efforts. So if you're out throughout the day and you got, you know, cravings and you want high-calorie foods like Five Guys, Five Guys sound good, but like Five Guys and, you know, other stuff. So like donuts, cake, all that stuff, high calorie foods, you know what I'm saying? So basically, to me, your cortisol levels for the hormone imbalance would rise, meaning you have an increased appetite, meaning you want to eat some stuff. Number three, reduced energy levels. Poor sleep quality caused by sleep apnea can result in daytime fatigue and decreased motivation to engage in physical activity. This can lead to a sedentary lifestyle, making it challenging to burn calories and lose weight effectively. Now, when you lose weight, there's many factors. I've talked about this before. There's many factors that comes into losing weight. You know what I'm saying? You got your TDEE, you got your NEAT, you got your T, you know, you got your calories you burn just by sleeping also. So you do burn calories while you sleep, right? So sleep apnea can affect the calories burned by sleeping also. Number four, metabolic changes. Sleep apnea is associated with insulin resistance and metabolic syndrome, which can contribute to weight gain and difficulty losing weight. These metabolic changes make it harder for the body to regulate blood sugar levels and process carbohydrates efficiently. Number five, muscle loss. Chronic sleep deprivation, common in individuals with sleep apnea, can lead to muscle loss over time. This loss of lean muscle mass can decrease the body's overall metabolic rate, making it harder to burn calories and lose weight. The more muscle you have, the more calories you can burn just by sitting, right? Versus the more fat you have, meaning the less calories you can burn by sitting. So the more muscle you have, you can increase your metabolism. The less muscle you have, you decrease your metabolism. And that can be a cause from sleep apnea. Now, with the issue that surrounds sleep apnea, you know, I just want to kind of like, I got the negatives, and I also want to highlight the positives of if you have sleep apnea, what can be done? What can help to assist? If you get the CPAP, you know, CPAP machine, and a lot of people hate, vast majority of people with sleep apnea hate this machine because it's shoving up your nose, it's over your mouth and all that. What exercises can help with sleep apnea? Now, sleep apnea is also contributed from being overweight, obesity. You know, so you got that goblet in your neck, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So what exercises can help with sleep apnea? Obviously, weight loss. Sleep apnea can hinder the progress of your weight loss. But I'm going to list these exercises right here for y'all. You know what I'm saying? I got like five of them. So I'm going to list these exercises for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Give you a better idea of exactly how you can help combat this sleep apnea issue. Number one, what a lot of fitness pages frown upon, which is cardiovascular exercise, right? So activities like brisk walking, jogging, cycling, or swimming can improve cardiovascular health and aid in weight loss. Cardiovascular exercises also strengthen the respiratory muscles, which can help reduce the severity of sleep apnea symptoms. So get your cardio on, man. Like, listen, one of the things that I'm always a proponent of, I'm always a proponent of lifting weights, right? Getting your muscles strong, keeping your bones strong, keeping your ligaments and tendons tight, right? And, well, not that tight, you know what I'm saying? But whatever, you know what I'm trying to say. I'm a proponent of that. Also, I'm a huge proponent of cardiovascular health, right? Heart health and all that. Get your cardio on, man. Like me, I do about between 20 to 30 minutes worth of cardio per day, right? Just to keep my blood flowing, my juices flowing, my brain juices flowing, just to keep my mind right in cardiovascular exercises, right? So get your cardiovascular on. Number two, strength training, right? Strength training, I was just talking about that. Incorporating resistance exercises such as weightlifting or body weight exercises. I've always been a proponent of body weight exercises, calisthenics, because at the end of the day, we all got to use our body to do something, whether you got to squat, whether you got to lunge, whether you got to bend, whether you got to twist, whether you got to jump, whether you got to do a calf raise, whether you got to pull yourself up. Do these exercises so in the time of need, you know you can do it. Do one pull-up, try to get one pull-up done, right? They got exercises out there. They got exercise machines out there that can help assist with those pull-ups. They got resistance bands out there that can help assist with those pull-ups, even push-ups. One of the things that I'm really trying to, I really want to highlight also, like if you're laying on the floor on your back, right? Just lay on the floor on your back and time yourself. Like how long it takes for you to get up. Something as simple as that. It should be a smooth transition from the floor to standing up. And I ain't even saying hold on to something. No. Lay on your back and get up. Then do it again. Lay on your... If you can do that 10 times, that's a workout in itself. Lay on your back and get up. Lay on your stomach and get up. Do that 10 times each. That's 20 reps. On your back, get up 10 times. On your stomach, get up 10 times. It's that simple. If you can't do that, then you really need to work on some body weight exercises. But now this can help build muscle mass, right? Increase muscle mass, like I said before, can boost metabolism and improve overall body composition, potentially reducing sleep apnea symptoms, right? So number three, another thing I really need to get into because I'm getting older and I really want to, I recommend this stuff for y'all too. And that is also yoga, right? Yoga, right, incorporates breathing exercises, relaxation techniques, and gentle stretching, right, which can improve respiratory muscle strength and promote relaxation, right? Certain yoga poses may also help open up the airways and improve breathing patterns, right, potentially reducing the frequency and severity of sleep apnea episodes. That is a great idea to actually do. Number four, Pilates. Pilates, right, focuses on core strength, flexibility, and body awareness. Pilates exercises can help strengthen the muscles involved in breathing and support proper alignment, which may alleviate some symptoms of sleep apnea. So yoga and Pilates, as far as building core strength and actually building, you know, improving your breathing exercises for sleep apnea. Now, I'm not saying this is going to cure it, but I'm saying it's giving you some help with it, right? So, number five is an interesting one here. Tai Chi, right? Tai Chi combines gentle movement, deep breathing, and mindfulness, promoting relaxation and stress reduction. Regular practice of Tai Chi may improve sleep quality, reduce stress levels, and enhance overall well-being, potentially benefiting individuals with sleep apnea. The last four is pretty, well, actually four out of five, actually all five, actually helps with breathing and your lung capacity and all that stuff. So that's pretty good information right there as far as like helping exercises that help with sleep apnea right there. Out of this list right here, I'm definitely number one to be cardiovascular for me. Number two, strength training. And number three for me definitely would be yoga, because yoga and the breathing exercises, relaxation technique, and gentle stretching can also improve respiratory muscle strength and promote relaxation. Pilates and Tai Chi pretty much do the same for yoga. Strength training, obviously, to build muscle, increase your metabolism, and cardiovascular exercise also to lose weight and increase your lung capacity and improve your cardiovascular health. So these are the, I basically did a five and five, all right, five, right? So ways sleep apnea can affect your weight loss. So you're educated on that and ways you can help, exercise can help with sleep apnea, right? So I just wanted to convey and communicate some tips as far as dealing with sleep apnea. Sorry, my watch is going off. With sleep apnea, and its effects and its hindrance and losing weight, right? Weight loss is one of the most popular goals within the fitness industry. A lot of people want to lose weight for things, and when you're not losing weight like you want to, you want to know why, right? And I just wanted to bring to the forefront on why sleep apnea, if you have it, can hinder that, slow it down, or even make it reverse it. You know what I'm saying? So like, hell, man, I'm gaining weight, man. I'm trying to lose weight. I'm gaining weight. That's why, right? So hope you guys found more value out of this episode here. For those who are suffering with sleep apnea, or even on the fence, if they are suffering with sleep apnea, because sleep apnea is a big deal. People die in their sleep with sleep apnea, and they go undiagnosed with sleep apnea. You see what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, if you have sleep apnea, or you're on the fence about sleep apnea, not having insurance, man, it is a real big deal. I know you got to get a sleep study. And those sleep studies are freaking expensive. So you probably need to get some insurance before you actually get diagnosed, because those talking about five figures, man. You're talking about five figures to get a sleep study. So you want to get some insurance before you have to get that sleep study. But be a lifesaver. Be a real, real, real big lifesaver, man. You know what I'm saying? And you got people around you that care about you. Definitely get that done. Definitely get that done. But I just want to hit y'all with another fit tidbit. You know what I'm saying? I'm under 20 minutes today on the podcast. But like the title of the show said, like it said, start it, own it, finish it. If you have not subscribed, you have not subscribed yet, subscribe to my podcast, subscribe to my YouTube channel, subscribe to my TikTok, although that might be banned because, you know, TikTok going through a ban vote right now, Instagram, Facebook. I got it all, man, except, you know, Snapchat. I don't really do Snapchat or I am on X, Twitter. I am on X, but I'm not active on those at all. But like I said before, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, be sure to follow me. Follow my website, h1warrior.com. And if you want to shop some merch, h1warriorstore.com. And I also do have workout plans on that store. I got a 4-week plan, 8-week plan, 12-week plan, and 16-week plan, depending on your goals. So check that out. Until next time, y'all know what it is. Start it, own it, finish it.
You've been listening to the Start It, Own It, Finish It podcast. Be sure to subscribe to receive new episodes. Link up with Dat Boy Mo 629 on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Or visit him at ace1warrior.com. Until next time, start it, own it, finish it.